This podcast is in association with In the Moment magazine, mindful ways to live your life well. On sale now in Waitrose, WH Smith and Sainsbury's. Today on Radio Gorgeous, I'm welcoming on, well, back on, Joe Carnegie, a journalist from Bristol who writes for In the Moment magazine. And today we're talking about embrace your shadow side. Hi, Joe. Welcome back.
Lovely to be here, Josephine. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm embracing my shadow side.
But that sounds a bit scary to me. What is the shadow side? Can you explain?
I think the shadow side originally was coined by the famous Swiss psychoanalyst Carl Jung back in the 40s and 50s. And really, it's about the fact that as human beings, we have the good side, the light side, we have the happiness and the positivity, and we have the joy, but we are also very human. And the fact that we have anger, we have jealousy, we have rage, and, you know, these shadow parts that sit beneath our surface, if we don't actually acknowledge them and only pretend that we're a good person, a kind person, a loving person the whole time, if we don't acknowledge the other shadow parts of ourselves, they can kind of rear up really and kind of come back to bite us on the bottom.
Now, Joe, has it happened to you? Have you been in touch with your dark side recently?
Well, it's really interesting, Josephine, because the last couple of years, I've kind of been on this spiritual journey of trying to find myself. And it has been lovely in a lot of ways, but it's been very much part of, you know, trying to find my higher self, channeling joy, practicing gratitude, being kind to myself, always looking for the light. And I think we live in a culture now where we are very pro-positive. And, you know, any Instagram feed you go on, you have inspirational quotes about reaching for the stars and seizing the day and, you know, looking for the magic. And it's all very positive and lovely, but on the other side of that, it's not actually real, and we are human beings. And
are we allowed to be pissed off?
We are allowed to be pissed off. And I actually had a moment when I found that the nicer I tried to be, the more I tried to find my higher self, the more compassionate I tried to become, the angrier I got. And
can you give me an example?
I went off to Australia to try and find myself, and I went down to Byron Bay, which is a big spiritual mecca, and it's fabulous down there. And lots of women go down there because the land's very healing, meant to be very healing. And I went to this workshop, and it was lovely, but everyone there was dressed in white, which I found slightly unnerving. And everyone was sitting around with these kind of angelic kind of smiles, and everyone, there was just, the love was in the air, and I actually felt rather uncomfortable, and I was in a bit of a grouchy mood that day. I think I had PMT or something, and I felt like I was putting on a front, and I would have felt far more comfortable with myself if I was able to sit there and actually express authentically how I felt, rather than feeling like a bad person because I wasn't smiling and wearing all white and smiling like an angel. And I actually had a moment at the start of this year, where I went into a bookstore and I went to the New Year, New You pile of books and looked at all the covers, and they're all very well-meaning, and it wasn't anything against the people that wrote them, but all I saw was books about how to be happy, how to be calm, how to find joy, how to do this. And I just thought, oh, sod this. You know, where are the books about embracing your inner bitch? Where are the books about showing anger? Where are the books about saying fuck off, you know? And I just thought, this is rubbish. And I just literally stormed out of the bookshop and thought, you know, I'm going to actually start expressing everything I feel. I'm fed up with trying to be or portray this perfect person and trying to always reach my higher self. And I think that, like I say, we live in this really pro-positive culture now, which is great about,
yeah,
you know,
remember, don't be negative.
Don't be negative. Yeah, yeah, positive vibes. Yeah, look for the good vibes. Yeah, so there are many, many good things about that. And I think as a nation, for us, it's really good that we are expressing our feelings more and we're talking about stuff more. But I think we've gone too much the other side. We're only looking for the light and for the good stuff and trying to be kind the whole time and trying to look for joy. And we're British, Josephine, and we have a great, you know, we are cynical and we are questioning, and we have a sense of humour and we have a sense of irony, and I think we've forgotten that. And I think the fact is that it's not about being your higher self, it's not about being perfect, it's about being real. And that's where the shadow self comes in. It's actually about embracing all parts of yourself. And I spoke to a fantastic depth psychologist called Dr. Claudia Herbert for it. And she's done lots of work into our unconscious, which is where Carl Jung went with the shadow self. And our shadow parts. And she was saying, again, it's about being whole. You can't deny some parts of yourself or express some parts of yourself at the expense of others. And the fact is, we are all human. We are all incapable of incredible kindness, of feeling joy, of happiness. But we have all the other stuff as well. We are
jealous. What is the other stuff? Can you name it again?
Jealousy, anger, resentment, fear, anxiety. These are all...
They're actually survival modes, aren't they?
They are survival modes.
Mm. So they must be there, always.
They are always there. And the whole thing about, you know, lightness can't exist without darkness. Mm. The two come hand in hand. And we are brought up, especially I think as women now, or always have been, brought up to feel that certain traits that we have aren't acceptable. For anger, for example. So we have been brought up as... From small children, from young girls, don't get cross. Nice girls don't get cross.
To be sweet and pretty and kind and to please.
Exactly. Mm. Nice girls don't get cross. Mm. And as you get older, stop being hysterical.
Yeah.
So we still
and
have...
mad. People think, oh, she's a mad woman.
Or you're on, or you've got your period or something really. Yeah, and so this anger stays below and it's really unhealthy. And then we end up being passive aggressive a lot of the time, or resentful, or being emotional but not knowing why, because there's all this stuff down there, which is perfectly normal, a perfectly normal human emotion that we've been felt that we have to suppress, and so they just stay down there. And to keep all this rage and fear and anxiety, which I say again are very normal human emotions, to keep all those things locked in is actually really, really draining. And so that can have an effect. And I actually wrote a piece about it for In the Moment. And I talked about the effect of the hollow happiness. You're trying to build this persona in society, which is based only on the light, happy, good vibes. But you're only showing half of yourself. And so actually, there are no foundations there. It's actually very superficial. And you wonder why you're saying, I'm trying to practice being happy and being joyful, but you can't feel it. Because you're not feeling all your emotions, you're not being your whole self. I think that we're kind of starting to come away from that a bit now, and realizing that we have this whole range of emotions. And you know, also with the shadow self, like Dr. Claudia Herbert was saying, that anger is actually very energizing. Anger can be, used in a positive way, a very energizing force.
Well, I think that's what a dynamic person is. If you meet someone and say, oh, they're really dynamic, it's because they've got extra energy, and that's usually a kind of anger sort of, you know, thrust to their personality.
I think that's it. I think anger in a good way. Mm. Anger can get things done. Mm. Anger gives you...
Well, just look
courage.
At Me Too. Look at all the, you know, all the feminist movement. That's,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
That's why especially women like, ooh, I'm not sure if I'm a feminist, because they're scared of those women with anger.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really very interesting. I think if you start to act out all your parts, it's not about turning into a complete bitch and being going around, you know, being awful.
That's a shame.
I know. Maybe it's your husband, it's fine. But it's your loved ones, I can't get away. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry. But it's about being accountable for that anger. So if you're feeling angry, you can say to someone, I'm feeling really bloody angry. I'm really pissed off. And also for that person as well, really important not to go, oh, just focus on the good things in life. Count your blessings. That doesn't help. It's you want the other person to go, I hear you, you're angry. Okay, express that. And then you can, with that anger, go for a run, channel it into something positive. You can use...
Even go and kind of hit a beanbag or something.
That's the whole thing. And not just anger, it can be grief, it can be anxiety, it can be fear, all these things. And you can actually channel them proactively and just express them and talk about them. And if you do get to a stage, though, a lot of people are scared of their shadow side. They're scared of what's underneath. And Dr. Claudia Herbert talks about this a lot, that a lot of us are carrying a lot of trauma from childhood upwards. And if you really feel that for you to express your shadow parts, it is too overwhelming for you, then to go and get professional help and in a safe environment that allows you to do that.
Yes, because I think people are scared if they go into the dark side or, you know, acknowledge that they'll kind of lose themselves. There's a sort of fear of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, so that's always worth...
It's the opposite. You'll find yourself. Right?
You totally find yourself. Mm. And like I say, it's not about being perfect. It's about being real. Mm. It's about being whole and it's about being human. And we can try and be as spiritual as we like, and we can try and reach for our higher self as much as we can, which is fantastic, but don't forget our lower selves. we have to encompass and not be afraid of or ashamed of the whole range of emotions that we have. And the shadow self and the shadow parts kind of gives a slightly negative, sinister connotation to it. But in our shadow parts, things that we have buried and not expressed can be really positive things like creativity. What if you were really creative as a young child and then you grew up and you had to put that aside to become an adult and get a proper job? So there are buried talents that are in there, creativity, confidence, inner strength you never knew you had. There's all these amazing things.
It's because people often say through trauma, I found myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and it's about getting all these bits out of yourself that you have been made to feel are unacceptable. And actually, you're mining for gold down there. You really are. And again, Dr. Claudia Herbert says with the shadow parts, don't be afraid of them. They're actually a fantastic signalling system for you to look into your subconscious and see what's going on in there. They're kind of they can be a red flag, or they can be another flag for you to explore hidden parts of yourself that you knew were there but you didn't really quite know how to express.
Fantastic, Jo. Now, Jo, what have you found in yourself? Because you must have done a little bit of delving.
Well, I think that I am now a lot more confident about expressing myself. And I've always been quite an outgoing person and I think quite an authentic person, but I've always worried about upsetting people or saying the wrong thing and expressing my opinion, really.
Yes.
And so I've always...
That's again, another thing women are held back on.
They really are. Yeah. And I think so in the past, I, rather than say something and potentially upset somebody, I won't have said anything and then come away and then been seething with myself and frustrated for not expressing my opinions. And so now I feel a lot more open and confident about saying what I really feel. And I'm not saying things to upset people or to say I don't like you or you are really annoying me or I hate that top you're wearing. It's not about that. But I feel more confident of saying things that in the past I would have shied away from saying. And that in itself is really empowering. And maybe years of bottling stuff up and now it's coming out. Maybe it is a slightly anger-based, but again, I think it's if you do it in a constructive way, you can make your voice heard and you can say things that really matter to you in a passionate way rather than an offensive way. And so that, for me, has been a huge one.
Thank you so much for coming onto Radio Gorgeous and telling us about your shadow side and how we can discover it.
It's a pleasure.
To read more about the issues we've talked about today, go to the April issue of In The Moment magazine, on sale now in Waitrose, WH Smith and Sainsbury's. This podcast was produced by RadioGorgeous.com 2018.